Great to have your company, Adelaide. No Monday-itis around here at the Rush Hour. Let's get straight to the big man, who I can tell you right now, I will reveal at 3:30 another massive honour that he has picked up, the big juice. I'm just in elite company. It is just an absolute gift every single day to be hanging out with this bloke and had a couple of quiet frosts with him after the soccer on Saturday night too. Yeah. The one, the only, Andrew Juice Newton-Jarman. Welcome, Juice.
G'day, Louis. Hello, Adelaide. Nice to be here on a beautiful Monday. Plenty to talk about.
Mixed bag.
And I've got some bit of shite on my liver about one of our sporting organisations.
You need to cleanse.
I do, Lou.
And I'll tell you what, little kid's getting picked up in about 15 minutes of time.
You tell me when.
I'll let you know when you can get that done. As I said, Jar's got a massive honour coming up, but it was all about the Melbourne Renegades. Greg Norman, if you're listening, Shark, I know you stream us.
No.
I'm finally about to let you off the hook. No longer our greatest choker ever.
Not at all.
That honour now rests with the Melbourne Stars, who unbelievably needed 53 from 43 balls with 10 wickets in hand, then 7 wickets, 19 runs, 30 balls, one epic collapse. They lost BBL 08, and these guys won it.
Here it is. The Renegades are champions of BBL 8. One of the most staggering wins we've seen in the BBL.
There's JB on Channel 7, and I'll tell you, that little static noise in the background was the jets and the fireworks going off.
Luke,
it doesn't work as well on radio, does it?
They were none for 94,
I know.
The Melbourne Stars.
It's the greatest
on
gas
their
in
way.
Australian sport.
And they had some elite bats coming in, right? Then all of a sudden, the Renegades just bowled a good line and length, backed themselves in, took some crucial wickets with Stoinis. This is the biggest choke in sports history, as far as I'm concerned.
The Shark is off the hook.
He's gone. He's handing the jacket to Glennie Maxwell and his team.
What I'd love to see him is getting on his Instagram page, because he loves it. Get down near the creek, Greggy. Get your clothes
there
off
you
like
go,
you're normally
mate,
doing.
And
just
cleanse.
Send us a message and just say it's no longer on me. It's over to you, Eddie Maguire.
Get
it,
Melbourne Stars president, Eddie Maguire.
Absolutely.
In tears again, Eduardo.
Oh, I know.
That's twice in 3 or 4 months, 5 months?
Yeah, not good for Eddie. He just can't get the winner over the line. Aaron Finch. Finchie. We'll talk about Finchie taking on a white plastic chair in a moment, but here he was after the game.
There's been no standout. There's been not one bloke that we've relied on all year to if he doesn't come off, we don't win the game. Everyone's just contributed. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it was. And that chair deserves a part. Did you see it?
Got run out.
Honestly.
And didn't he destroy it?
I mean, he gave it the full face.
He gave it an absolute thump.
If you haven't seen that, check it out on Twitter. There's a couple of stills, the before and the after, when Finchie got hold of it.
Well
but he
done.
Didn't need to worry because they got the job done. And well done to Dan Christian, who just keeps winning titles.
How many?
It's about eight.
Tell me.
Eight.
Around the world.
Of the short format. He is just a genuine superstar when it comes
Isn't
to winning
he?
The T20 formats. Unbelievable.
Well done
to him. The Matildas have a brand new coach finally.
Who have we got, Lou?
Ante Milicic.
Ante.
He was an assistant, so they've just rolled him in there. I don't know how permanent that will be, but at least the girls now have a head
focus.
Coach
right.
heading into some big tournaments up and coming, and of course a World Cup not that far away.
Adelaide quit Lightning, girls?
Stiff in the end.
Okay.
Bubble burst.
We'll
lost by 20. But yeah, well done to those girls. It was really, really the fairy tale. Couldn't quite go all the way. We'll get to all the other sporting codes. Tell you about a night we had on the couch down at Cooper's Stadium. Gun for Hire update.
And Slider Fix sponsoring.
Well, that's where the seg was coming in. And speaking of Gun for Hire, a big shout out to Glenn. You would have heard at the top, Slider Fix, who's the official show sponsor all this week, who is the official shirt sponsor of Andrew, Juice, Newton, Jarman in the sequel.
Redemption.
All right, we ready?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
The Rush Hour, Charles and Louis, thanks to Slider Fix.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Glenn. All right, NBL. Sixers are done and dusted for the year. Our good friends across the ditch couldn't get the job done for us. Brisbane defeated New Zealand, which meant 36ers will now miss the playoffs for this year in
That's
the NBL.
That's 2 years in a row, isn't it?
We were good.
Did we have a crack last year?
Yeah, we've been real good the last couple of years.
Grand final.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Joey.
Can I just going to throw something out. And this is where I think a lot of Sixer fans are frustrated. So, and this is thanks to Reece Humphrey, the advertiser.
Reece.
Number one in scoring. Number one total rebounds. Number one defensive rebounds. Number two field goal percentage. Number three assists. But number one turnovers and points against.
There you go.
Playing a defensive game.
Skill set. And defensive structures.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm no basketball coach. I'm no basketball manager.
No, but the stats
don't
lie.
But they're fundamentals, Lou.
The stats don't lie. They're number one in turnover and points against.
You know,
ripping it up the floor. Yeah, turnovers will kill you in any
I'm
code.
I'm telling you. And Sobes, your boy Sobes is part of that.
King. King, I
don't
tell
need
you
butcher the yeah. basketball one.
I can hear Joey now going to himself, why didn't I invite the boys down? Why didn't I get them down?
Just honestly, they've been playing some inconsistent basketball all year, Luke.
Yeah, they
to
certainly
be quite
have. Yeah, and it probably got our just desserts because we didn't run, but didn't quite get there. Anyway, I want to bring up the topic of NBL MVP, and that was Andrew Bogut. And well done to Andrew Bogut. It's come home, 34 years of age, Jars. A few doubts about the body. Had a real torrid time of it over in the NBA over the years. He picked it up along with the defensive player of the year. But I want to start firstly, before we get to those, about how they go about their MVP. Now, it's been brought to my attention, and I think this is correct, that voting stopped 2 weeks prior to the end of the season.
Well, hang on. There was two games left.
Yeah, so how is that possible?
That can't be right.
Remember back in the day, the Norm Smith was voted on at three-quarter time, and Nathan Buckley picked one up when Vossi went berserk in the last quarter, the couple of big hits and tackles,
well,
and should have won
that
it.
Now,
and now it's right at the death.
Right at the
death. And then you just send it down. Technology. So,
well, how does that work?
My understanding is Mbogut had a blinder in the last game. So imagine if he was just shy 2 weeks out and then didn't pick any votes up.
And then had a blinder
for a best on in the final
the last
game
time
of the year.
In
do you know what I mean? Because it's based off a 5-4-3-2-1 by the coaches after every game. But so why would you stop it short if that's correct?
Well, that's flawed.
It is.
They got to fix that up. That's not right.
I know last night was awards night and everything was still being played around the country, but there are digital devices.
There you go. You've got one in your hand.
And technology available to be able to send that stuff through.
Honestly.
And just have a little vacant telly on another computer screen somewhere and add it up.
That's got to be changed.
I mean, the engraver can't have to get that locked away on a Wednesday, does he?
You take it down the.
Is he not working Saturday or Sunday?
No, well, honestly. No, well, that's wrong.
So, but anyway, as it would have it, and thankfully.
He won it comfortably by the looks of it.
He also won the defensive player of the year. He might have got himself in some hot water because if he didn't see it, he sent a teammate up to collect the award from him. Here's Bogey explaining why.
Yeah, a little bit. I didn't think he was really going to do it, but he did it. Looks like he's getting some traction on social media, so Dane's pretty happy with himself.
That's all that matters, isn't it? As long as you go viral, you're laughing.
Yeah, I don't think NBL's too happy with me at the moment, but we'll kiss and make up later.
Yeah,
Well,
the kiss and make up.
It was disrespectful what he did.
I'm with you. I don't see the funny side in that. If you're
he thought it
awards,
was funny.
No, we'll drag him up with you.
Yeah.
If you want.
Absolutely.
If you want to have a bit of fun.
But don't send your mate up there with a little bit of a script.
Exactly. You know? It's not the academy. You're not accepting on behalf of. All right. I bet you never sent anyone up
not
there.
Not at all.
And even that night when McConnell beat you, when you were halfway up there yourself, you weren't sending anyone else up there, were you? No.
You should have. I was getting ready for my jacket.
Exactly. You were just taking yours off and just going up.
Oh, I lost by one vote.
Shirtless.
One bloody vote, Lou. I can't let that go.
I still want to do a competition and see if we can't drain Westlakes and find those golf clubs. Let's have a fishing day down there and see who can't. You know what I mean? Here is Big Bogey after picking up the main man, the NBL MVP for 2018-19.
I know I'm not a top scoring guy every game, but I try to impact games in different ways, so I appreciate everybody who voted, maybe seeing those things. It's not always on a stat sheet for me, so that's why I didn't really think I had a great chance to win it. 34 years old, towards the end of my career, just getting up for some of you more physical bigs in the league compared to what I'm used to in the NBA. This league's probably more physical, to be quite honest with you, so I really appreciate it. But yeah, thanks, and hopefully we can get a championship.
Yeah, and what a series it promises to be.
It will be, because they take on Melbourne in their first final. Hey, what a lovely endorsement by the big man, saying this competition is more physical than the big boys over there.
Yeah, it's good.
I like hearing that, Luke.
It's a nice rap, and I think he picked up best use of Twitter as well. He's very good on Twitter.
Love
the big unit. As we said off the top, bad luck to the Lightning girls. Just ran out of gas at the end, but a tremendous effort given where that was placed. Mid-year jars, and they were going to shut the doors on
them. Saturday. I watched the girls have a go, and they just ran out of puff in that last quarter. But hopefully there's some good news regarding their survival.
Excellent. So, fingers crossed. Very proud of what they've done, because the town certainly is.
I'm with you, Lou.
What's up next?
You're with me Saturday night too, down at Adelaide United Town.
We were too, and this is where I might just tee off on a couple.
Oh, jeez.
Not happy about it.
Didn't realise you brought your driver with you. Didn't you throw that in the lake? Did you keep it?
That's somewhere down at Port Adelaide.
It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis on Triple M.
Friday, Jars, Dancing with the Stars, unbelievably returning to Channel 10.
Right.
And they got the big names, guns out. And can you believe it?
I can't believe this name.
I can't. It's a hero of ours from back in the day. The one, the only... Curtly Ambrose.
Stop it.
Curtly Ambrose. Curtly, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Stop it.
thank you very much.
Oh, what I'm going to have to do off the top, mate, I'm going to have to ask you to remove your sweatbands, though, because they're blinding my own eyes.
I've got Dean James in the studio, Curtly.
I never expected that little session would have been so legendary.
Oh, it is. It's amazing how it comes up so often. Now, the big question is, Curtly, we know you got rhythm because you got to have rhythm to be able to bowl. We know the West Indians love to dance and love to party. We've seen it in your celebrations, but this is going to be slightly out of the comfort zone. I would have thought doing the
ballroom dancing, Luke.
The cha-cha, you've got the waltz, the jive. How did you get talked into this?
Well, first of all, when I got the call, you know, asking me to be a part of Dancing with the Stars, I was impressed, first of all, to be asked.
Yep.
And secondly, I was very reluctant because even though I have rhythm and I can dance, ballroom dancing is totally different. So I told my wife and my children, you know, I could be a Dancing with Stars in Australia. And immediately they all said, you have to do it. I said, I don't know anything about ballroom dancing. They said, no, it's a huge thing. You must do it. So I had no choice. Here I am.
Curtly, when you told your friends back home in the West Indies that you were going to do the ballroom dancing and you're going to do Dancing with the Stars in Australia, what was their reaction like, knowing that you were a fierce, fast bowler, very scary? They would have been surprised, surely.
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't say it to anyone apart from my family.
You didn't tell
because,
anyone?
Yeah, because they wanted to keep it a secret, obviously.
Of course. Yep.
So I said nothing. All they knew, I was traveling.
Yep. Nice.
But after it was released and they realized what I'm doing, all of a sudden, the whole of Antigua is on a buzz. They can't wait to see me doing something totally different. So they're real excited.
Oh, it's very exciting. All right, let's talk about former teammates. Who thinks they can dance? And have you had some advice from some of your former teammates?
Yes.
No, I haven't. They all know that I was the best dancer in the team anyway. So their advice wouldn't really work much.
Oh, very nice. Not even Richie Richardson thinking he could get a little groove on?
Yeah.
No, well, Richie, to be honest, he can dance. But he knows nothing about ballroom dancing. Right. No, he's nah. Calypso and reggae and stuff, yes.
Curtly, whilst we've got you, I need to ask a favour. We do a little thing over here on our show called The Duck Club, where we actually try and get people to ring up and out themselves for not making any runs. And it's my understanding that your former teammate, Sir Courtney Walsh, is the all-time king of ducks in Test match cricket. And we're just wondering if you do get to see him.
Or get his number.
Yeah, we want him to be the ambassador for our program.
The Duck Club.
Duck Club.
Whack, whack,
no,
whack.
No, I can't understand why you want me to put my great finisher's position. You know?
Oh, it's very prestigious.
I mean, this man has taken 519 test wickets. Why are we talking about his batting?
I know.
It's a good point, Luke.
It's actually a very valid point. Back to Dancing with the Stars.
Sir,
all right.
Sir Curtly, tell us about your professional dancing partner.
Oh, she's been brilliant. Her name is Siobhan.
Yep.
She's been very, very patient with me because she understands that it's something totally new. We hit it off from the very first time we met. We have a good chemistry going. And as we speak, she's very, very happy with my progress. And we can't wait to get going.
Curtly, we cannot wait to see you on screen. As we said, we were much loved when growing up and watching you on the big screens and playing out here in Australia. Loved you with ball in hand. Can't wait to see you with ballroom and the sort of little diamantes in hand, mate. Can we see some outrageous costumes from you?
Well, I'm going to keep that as a secret.
Yeah.
I don't want to give away too much. You know, when we get on stage, then you will see Curtly Ambrose in all his splendor, something
lovely.
Totally different.
Brilliant.
But it's going to be wonderful. I've got a wonderful dance partner, and I know we're going to do very well.
Can you do us a favor and just come off the long run once? Just come from nowhere from the side of the screen?
Yeah.
I tell you something, if I do that, I won't be able to dance.
Great talking to you, Sir Curtly.
Sir Curtly Ambrose, Channel 10's Dancing with the Stars. That man's going to be on it. Thank you so much for your time.
Enjoy your
time. It was really a pleasure. Thank you.
Curtly Ambrose on the Rush Hour, unbelievably, with us. And in other words, told us, don't worry about Sir Courtney Walsh. We'll never get him.
No.
It is the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. The great man, Andrew Deuce Newton-Jarman, adds another great honour to an already bulging CV. And I say that with the greatest respect. There is no pun intended or anything. anything.
Oh, the bulging thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Copped that Saturday night at the soccer, didn't
I? Yeah, you certainly did. We were out at Adelaide United, Hindmarsh.
And thank you for having us, too.
On the Triple M seats, the best seats in the town. On the couch, sideline. It was just amazing. The result didn't go our way. 3-1 loss to Western Sydney Wanderers. Still have breathing room. Still sit inside the top four jar, but we weren't comfortable with what we were watching, were we?
What I witnessed was selfish football by our boys. This is our first game for the whole year. We've built up a lovely relationship with all the players down there.
Yep.
Selfish football at its best. Too many Reds players play for themselves and they play for their spot. They don't play team football. Now, Western Sydney Wanderers are a young side who are second to bottom.
Yep.
There was no way they should have beaten the Saturday night. At home.
That's all.
At home. But I was so disappointed. And the captain, Isaias, he's a culprit. Mm. He is a hog when he's got the ball. I'm no soccer or football manager, but I know at least when there's a free player, pass it, move it on quick.
Yeah.
But they hold on to the ball. And George Blackwood, mate, you ought to be ashamed of yourself the way you played. Yeah. Selfish he was. And he didn't embrace young Geordie Tomlinson.
No.
Second game for our football club, all right, because they play similar tight roles.
Absolutely.
And you said it. George, get out of his space. Get out of his hole.
Well, they didn't seem to know how to work together. And that's going to happen when you haven't played much. But somebody, you've got to identify who's playing what role at what time.
But George didn't communicate with him and acknowledge him at all. Selfish football,
the other
Blackwood.
My boy especially, our boy.
Who?
Craig Goodwin, missed from the penalty spot, which would have made
that
things
hurt.
May have said to Goody at the Joiners, go and check out the video from halftime if you want to know how to put him in the back of the net.
You did well, Lee.
We'll get to that in a moment. Our old friend, dear friend of Adelaide, Tarek Elridge, was playing for the opposition.
Taz.
Ignored us, did his
we
best. What
yelling.
A pro. We are screaming from the sideline.
Taz!
That's Charles Luke Taz! And would he just look at us. Yep. Not even
didn't
a sideways glance
us at all.
At all.
And he would have heard you.
He would have been.
Oh, don't worry. Absolutely, we were screaming. But 8,500 fans here on a Saturday night. There's some concerns down there, Luke.
There
I'm
is.
Just straightening up here a little bit.
Absolutely.
But there is concerns. And the week before, there's about 5,500 at the football.
Numbers,
so what's
off.
Happening to our United?
And again, because they've been in good touch, because people are trying, and there was a couple of genuine nice interaction with the crowd and some not so nice for the night, but someone talking about the jinx being back, but I'm not going to have any of that.
No, not at all.
That's
our
first home loss in 2 months and our first loss in a month, 6 games, right? Melbourne City beat us at home 16th of December, but I'm not going to lay this one on Jars because it was too much to do with what was going on out there.
And we saw it firsthand, Luke.
We certainly did. All right, we had a bit of fun as well
down
there. A little halftime stint out there.
Bit of cash.
Trying to raise some charity, cash for charities. Yeah. IGA, what a great sponsor of the Reds.
Been wonderful.
Jars and I took a turn at both being in goal and one being striker, 3 balls each.
That's it.
I think we might start with Jars first. Play some audio of Jars Murphy, if you will, from the penalty spot.
Jars and Louis here from Triple M, 3 to 4 every afternoon. They're going to be going head-to-head in a penalty shootout to raise money for the amazing charities. Louis in the goals. We need a bit of a Jars chant here, Red Army. Brilliant. Oh! That wasn't a goal. Come on, Jars! Brilliant work from Louis. There you go.
It's me. Went straight at me.
Just score this one, please. We want to give some money to the charity here. Here's Jars! And he's got
it! Finally. Got one into the back of net. So at this
so
point in time, there's only $500 for charity.
Yeah,
and I had to step up to the spot.
You
and
did
I was feeling the heat. Fully expecting a who are you chant again.
No, you're fine. No.
All right. Let's just say the cleanup squad came in.
He's done it! $1,000 now donated to the Role Flying Doctor Service.
Good
two to go. Oh, wow, there's power on that. $1,500 we got to. So far for the last one. Can we make it $2,000? Yes!
Well done, mate.
May have been a run to the corner, slide on the knees.
No.
And I reckon I hurt myself.
Jeez, you hit him hard.
Well,
I didn't see him.
The funny part was, and obviously it's for charity, so and I don't want to let out too many secrets, but I did say to Jar when I walked up to become Casper Schmeichel for 3 saves in goal. What about Paul Izzo not giving us any gloves?
Nah.
No gloves to be used.
Snubbed us.
I did say to you, I said, I'm going to go to my left.
Right.
All right. Which is your right. Yeah. So when you're on the penalty spot, my left would appear as Jars' right, which I then confused him. So the first one, he went the right way, but went over the crossbar. And then when I got back up again, I did the eye thing. Yeah, he did.
I'm going, yep.
So I just moved to the left, and then this little dolly of a thing just comes straight at me. And I'm like, it would have been embarrassing if I didn't spot it away. So I think he's got his rights and his lefts confused because
he got me confused. Who are you?
And then what else do they call me?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, you big guy. You big guy.
You big fat bastard or something.
Yeah.
Triple M. $1,000 every weekday with Jars and Louie just after 3 p.m. 10 guilty! The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name.
Port fans too, don't go away. Coming up very soon, we'll just check in and have a good look at what happened on Friday night in the internal trial. Some very good stories coming out of Port Adelaide. Their first proper hit out amongst themselves for the year. Jars, all right, who's lucky enough to be playing the quiz with No Name today?
Off the door park. G'day, Tommy. Welcome, Tom. Tom, welcome, Tom.
How's it going, boys?
Good, Tommy. Just want to let everybody know, Jars is a little bit short, a bit testy. He's got game face on for Gun for Hire this week, and it started at 7 a.m. this morning. We'll explain more later in the show, mate. But so if he gets a bit short with you, it's nothing personal, all right?
No, dumb.
Because you know what it means. He's cut out the sugar and all the stuff, and he's just going up and down like a roller coaster. All right. 10 questions, 60 seconds, Tommy. You got an Automasters lifeline. Time will start at the end of the first question. Here is the man, the gift. He's got a big honour coming his way very shortly on the Rush Hour to ask the first question.
Thanks, Luke. What sport does Nelly Korda play, Tom?
Golf.
Name the team that won this year's BBL title.
The Renegades.
Okay, who won the Sacker One Day Cup yesterday? Kensington or Sturt?
Kensington.
Which South Australian team does Chris Lucas coach?
Pass.
How many goals did Aaron Phillips kick yesterday at Nord Oval?
Pass.
True or false, the 36ers scraped into the NBL finals on the weekend?
False.
What day is the AFLX on this week? What day?
Pass.
Name the player who won this year's NBL MVP?
Andrew Bogut.
Okay, who is the world's number one ranked bowler?
Pat Cummins.
Who won the latest test match between Sri Lanka and South Africa?
Sri Lanka.
Which South Australian team does Chris Lucas coach?
Pass.
How many goals did Aaron Phillips kick yesterday? Got all the masters.
Three.
Yeah. What day is AFLX on this week? All the masters.
Friday.
And seven.
And all the masters.
Hello. Hello. He got that auto masters in before the buzzer.
That's the kicker.
But did we ask the question?
No, he didn't get it in.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to need to. I think we're going to go to the third umpire.
Analyzing now.
Yeah. Sit tight, Tommy.
Sit tight.
Door apart.
Let's go to the computer first, okay?
All right.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Correct.
Right. Okay. We need to.
No, as far as I'm concerned,
he said Automasters, and we asked the question twice. Mm. Did we not?
Tommy, sit tight.
Automasters.
We have to come back to this, Luke.
Can I just clarify here? So the answer has to get in before the buzzer. So if it's on the buzzer, it's kind of like a no ball. If it's on
but he had the Automasters. He used the Automasters.
I was saying Automasters before the question was asked.
Yeah. And there you go.
Yeah, all right. Okay, we'll go to the...
We've got to go to the third umpire.
We need to get management
Tommy,
here too.
Sit tight. careers could be lost in here today.
Look at him stressing.
Tommy from Door Park. We have to check that. We even go to the third umpire. As Warner Wolf once said, let's go to the video team.
$1,000, Luke.
Love giving away cash on this show.
It's the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis at Triple... Jars and Louis, the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Talk about a to-be-continued, a cliffhanger. Tommy from Door Park is sitting on the line. If you missed the quiz, it went right down to the wire. Tommy, we've gone to the third umpire video review, DRS, whatever you want to call it. Put Snicko through it and everything else, mate.
Did a lot.
And it's come up like this. For those who missed it, here's what happened. Name the team that won this year's BBL title. Scraped into between Sri Lanka and South Africa.
Sri Lanka.
Which South Australian team does Chris Lucas come?
Three.
Yeah. What day is AFLX on this week? Automasters.
Friday.
And Saturday.
And Automasters.
Hello.
So, Tommy, we slowed that right down.
Yeah, we did.
And unbelievably, that buzzer's got you by a millisecond.
millisecond.
Sorry, mate. Sorry, Tommy.
Super effort, mate. So unfortunately, you don't get the cash, and it seems like a big fall. It's like playing snakes and ladders on this show. What do you get, Jas?
Double pass to the Superloop 500 Saturday night concert. See Jet and the Living End live at the Superloop Adelaide 500, the 2nd of March, my friend. Book now at superloopadelaide500.com.au. All yours, Tommy. I'm sorry, mate.
Ah, killing me, Jas.
Bugger. Great effort, Tommy. Thanks for playing, mate.
And I said bugger.
All right. I hope we haven't tainted your Monday. All right.
Yeah. That was tight. All right. Good finish, though.
All right. Now, we've run it through the correct protocols and channel. So, Stiff, you'll be in Stiff or Soft, Tommy.
We had management, promotions. Absolutely. We had a cast of thousands in there. Now, Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide had a hit out Friday night, internal trial, and some really good stories coming out. Probably none greater than Matthew Broadbent getting back, not only playing, but playing really well and just showing how badly they have missed him across half-back, Jars.
He's been a massive loss for Port Adelaide.
A little bit of mile from what was going on down there. Sammy Pell Pepper, nice and trim and nice and fit.
Okay. Ball use.
Had a good first
half.
How
was his ball use?
And just gut running, which we didn't see a lot of because he tended to wrestle a bit and get physical and not and sort of lose his jets at the end. He was very good. Young Connor Rosie, I think she would have read in the papers.
Yeah, he's a talent.
Very good,
mate. Was he on the wing or half back? Do you know?
He played a little bit up half bit forward towards the wing. So super quick.
Nice. He's got a nice leg on
him. Got an elite step. My man tells me.
He kicks like you, doesn't he?
He's a righty.
Righto.
All right. Toddy Marshall looked good. Kick three. Put on some size, which is a good
one.
He's
the one for me.
Yeah. He's got the footy smarts. He's the one. I can tell you right now.
I reckon he's going to have a good year.
The other one, and he's the forgotten man, Willem Drew, 2016 pick 33.
Oh, yeah, Drew.
Hasn't had a good crack at it. Body has been an issue the last 12 months. Outstanding preseason.
Yeah.
Looks big, fit, and strong, and ready to go in that midfield.
Now, our boys, Hamish Hartlett, didn't play, and Big Chuck didn't play. A couple out, Robbie Gray.
Yeah, they had about 10 missing all up.
That's okay.
Young Butters and Dersma, the other two high draft picks.
What was the word on them?
Good.
Okay.
Looked good. And of course, being an internal trial, it's not different. Yeah,
anyway.
Showed that they can certainly play some footy, and I reckon make a big call that they'll probably both taste it this year.
Yeah, okay.
Make their debuts. Mm. Ryan Burton, who was the controversial pickup. Mm. He was the steak knives late in the trade period. He's going to be super, I think, out
there. So they said he played a half on ball
and
then the other half down back, but looked more comfortable across half back. Yeah. That's what I got. That's the only thing I could find
ball out. In hand, behind the footy, because he sees the game really well. Mm. So I think outstanding stuff there. Scotty Lysett was a beast.
Okay.
Paddy Ryder was able to spend time up forward, so that's going to be a nice combo, and it'll keep Charlie Dixon out of the ruck.
Which is
what you really want out of all that sort of stuff.
Well done.
So that really is it in a nutshell, but it was good signs down at Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
Bokey looking nice and fit in the sauna shot, remember?
Oh, Imelda.
And looking good. All right. Can I reveal that just Andrew quickly, Jarman, mate, just quickly, has been given another prestigious honour? The great Kevin Bartlett has named his bald team of the century. The Nude Nut. Is there a grab over there somewhere, Murph, maybe with something to do with the baldies? Collection of the greatest ball stars in AFL history. Guess who's in the guts?
I'm a bit emotional.
Andrew Jarman.
I'm a bit emotional.
Outside him, Peter Matera.
Yeah.
Just get it and go. And
that's
Pete.
It.
And Stewie Trott. You'll need a good memory to remember that. Whoa. But geez, he was at a ball noggin, old Trotty. Chapman's in there.
Yep.
Daryl Baldock, of course. Jared McVeigh from Sydney.
Yep.
Andrew Wills, when he wasn't sort of slipping things from where he shouldn't have. Simon Beasley, Beezus at full forward.
Oh, I'm so excited to be playing with Brucey Dool.
Chris Judd, Gary Ablett are in there on ball. Bruce Dool at halfback. Tom Harley's there. Mil Hanna, what a nude nut and what a player.
Wasn't
Mick
he?
Martin at fullback.
God.
Martin Pike, he's got more premierships
than he
knows what to do with.
Nigel Smart, the toe cutters on the bench.
Excellent work, Smarty. Well done. Rodney Eade,
he's our coach.
In the nude nut.
Aye.
No, well done, Charles. You're in there again, in elite company, and guess right where you belong, right in the guts. We'll whack it up on Triple M too. If you haven't seen it, you can have a look at it. And the big man's just doing something in studio. What are you doing?
Is he punching? Is he shadow boxing?
Oh, just excited.
Are you doing your best, Scotty Palmer? Keep on punching.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Charles and Louis.
All roads lead to Jubilee Oval, West Lakes, this Saturday. Gun for hire.
Redemption.
Charles. He's pulling on the whites for the Peninsula Pirates this time around to try and help out, stave off an attack by the Virginians for the wooden spoon. Just a quick update on how our boys, the Peninsula Pirates, went on the weekend.
Yeah, round 17, Lou, defeated by North Pines Cricket Club. Pirates 6 for 153 after their 40 overs, but North Pines 2 for 158.
Ooh, hello. Sounds like they need a spearhead.
Mm.
All right, you've been a bit cranky, a bit focused today. Okay. Is this because you've switched on?
Started at 7 a.m. this morning, got up, Did a yoga session.
Sweet.
25 minutes yoga session, right? 8:30, went down to the Henley Oval.
Yep.
Net session. Ooh. So I bowled six overs.
Six ballers?
Just put a shoe in the spot.
Yeah.
And got that videoed.
Pro.
And then obviously got in lunchtime, saw Maria down there at Canetto's.
Yep.
And she's made me a tuna salad dish.
Oh,
and I'll have that for the rest of the week.
I can vouch for that family. I saw him eating it at lunchtime when I rolled in.
And not the usual beautiful rolls and chips. And thus far, 1.5 litres of water I've consumed.
Good.
Okay, so I've got to get to about 2.5 before I go to bed tonight.
You've got a water load?
8:30 tonight.
And then late in the week, we'll strip that away from you.
So everything's been stripped back at home.
Oh, that is outstanding. Mm. All right. Well, that's great to see your focus is in. For us, though, here at Triple M and the family out there, this being the sequel,
Redemption.
What happens if it doesn't go to plan? We're hoping it does. We're hoping for hundreds because there's money to be raised for the Pirates to get them up and going. But what happens if you fail? And what happens if you make a whack like you did in the Nets the other day?
I've thought about this.
Yeah.
Because, cricket's been my life, as with football.
Yeah.
And it's a big part of the jam.
And it needs to be something big too, because we've got to have some pressure on you, because we want you to deliver, and you only perform when the heat's on the most.
Lou, I'm going to say it and say it once, and I've considered it. I've spoken to Maz.
Yep.
I got the kids in yesterday at home.
We're meeting in the inner sanctum.
If I make a duck,
if
I make a duck, I'm going to have it a big announcement that I'm going to retire from all.
I'm going to retire from all cricket.
All forms?
All forms of cricket.
The burning of the kit?
I will live and do that.
Yeah.
Okay. This is how serious I'm going to take this game.
Very pleased.
So there's no cutting corners.
No.
Kids were a bit emotional when I dropped it. But
I mean, a lot of people will be. That's why it could be
Maz
your last
chance.
Maz
was on the phone when I was trying to talk to her and tell her.
I mean, get to Jubilee Oval, West Lakes, this Saturday.
Yeah.
CGR's maybe play for the last time ever in the Whites, off the long run.
Mm.
Oh, I'm getting emotional.
Yeah. So that's it, Lou. Oh. So there you go.
So the plan for the rest of the week for you?
I will keep you updated.
Ramp up?
Yep. Chiro, physio, Doc Verrill.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and have a look at the pitch.
Sauna?
No, not a sauna.
It's a hard wicket. What are you going to look at it for?
No, I just want to have a look at
Visualize?
And take my bat and gloves and just
visualisation. Maybe step the run up out.
Do all that. Yeah. Mark it.
Jeez, you're a pro.
So, yeah.
Tell you what. Paddy Cummins, if Dennis Lilley ever becomes unavailable... Mm. He's a bowling coach right here for
Thanks,
you. The great Andrew Jones.
Thanks, Lee.
All right, well done.
Tomorrow I'll bowl eight overs in the Nets tomorrow.
We're going to say goodbye ourselves now.
See you, mate.
See ya.